He offered the bottle to Bowfleg. The warlord sniffed it and smiled craftily.
Oh, you think I'd be stupid? Yeah, I want to see you drink.
Swart took the flagon, pausing as he held it to his lips.
You see, Lord, I learn from you all the time. If this wine were poison, then I would be a dead beast.
Tipping the flagon, he drank deep.
But I would be the stupid one if I offered you poisoned wine. It is good wine, the best. That's why I brought it to you.
Bowfleg watched Schwartz a moment, on the lookout for ill effects, then said,
Give me some. I tell you if it is good wine.
Schwartz offered the bottle. Then, as if remembering his manners, he pulled back and filled the big silver drinking cup, which he passed to Bowfleg. The warlord smiled over the rim of the cup at him.
I still be watching you. How you feel, eh?
Never better, sire.
Swart chuckled.
But if you still doubt me, then try the wine on your giant there.
The warlord patted the massive weasel's paw.
Ah, yes, my faithful rug. Come, drink.
The weasel lifted the chalice like an egg cup between two of his thick claws. He emptied it with a loud sucking noise and gave the cup back to his lord with a smile and a single word.
Good.
Bowfleg put on a face of mock indignation as he looked up at Werg.
Oi, I say your wood's good. Give me some of this wine.
Swart filled the cup three times before the greedy warlord was satisfied. Bowfleg lounged back on the throne, confident that the new arrival posed no threat to his leadership.
So, how are you back now, Sixclaw? Good, good. You go now. Find yourself a tent. In the morning we speak more together.
Swart knew he had been dismissed. He made an elegant leg and bowed before he left the tent, saying,
Sleep well, Lord Bowfleg.
This ends Disc 1.